The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Executive Order in 2012 allows young people without documentation to continue to live in the U.S. while they go to school, graduate college, and go on to work. Adrienne Meneses with St. Mary's School of Law says young people continue to come to her office to get help with the application process.
There have been applicants that have come in and told us, well, I only found out last week that I was here undocumented, or that I was here on an expired visa, or that I wasn't born here in the United States.
There's confusion about DACA itself. Only individuals who were in residence in the U.S. before June 15, 2007 are eligible, and of those, only those born after June 15, 1981. Manessa says the DACA program in some cases encourages higher education.
We've had a lot of young folks that had finished high school but had never gone on to higher education who've come in to apply for DACA and said that now that they have the opportunity to apply for DACA and work legally, that's encouraging them to go back to school and get their degree. Whereas in the past, they wouldn't have been able to, and so there was really no motivation to pursue a higher education.
Univision is participating by running a phone bank for information Tuesday evening. This Saturday, St. Mary's University and Thraces will offer free DACA screenings at two locations, at St. Mary's and at Las Palmas Branch Library. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.